Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Libby Brockman-Knight and Gaurav Kulkarni. They both work for Compass Health Network here in Columbia. Brockman-Knight is the Deputy Chief Clinical Officer of Substance Use Disorder Services for Compass Health, and Kulkarni is a psychiatrist who specializes in addiction. They spoke about treatment for substance use disorders, specifically alcohol addiction, which according to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, as of 2015, more than 15 million American adults had an alcohol use disorder. Here's Libby Brockman-Knight.
Nobody ever wakes up one day and thinks, I'm going to become an alcoholic. That thought or a crack addict or that is never a goal or an intention, that it's a gradual thing that happens over time. And to be aware, what are those warning signs? Are you drinking more than four drinks a day or in a setting? Knowing where those danger points are, has the reason you've had a drink today changed? Or you having one drink at a party to having half a bottle of wine once, you know, your husband comes home from work because you're stressed out. So is the motivation for the reason that you're having a drink changing or evolving? Also knowing, because I think there is a lot of stigma that an alcoholic looks a certain way or that won't happen to me. I'm not living under a bridge, or I have this idea of what an alcoholic is, and it is everyone. I've seen elderly people come in who have been drinking because they're lonely, and they never had a problem with drinking until after 60. And so it can happen to anyone, and it can progress, but that there is hope. Always seek treatment. It does not mean that you're a bad person, immoral, or that there's something wrong with you, and that there's hope, but you can lead a happy, healthy life in recovery.
Absolutely. And the progression can be pretty fast. I still remember a saying that I heard a while ago. A man takes a drink, then a drink takes a drink, and then the drink takes the man. Having healthier lifestyle choices, having certain hobbies and interests, that someone can substitute in cases where they use alcohol in the evening, for example, having a glass of wine, which may eventually lead to a whole bottle of wine. Many times, families don't realize there is a problem till something big happens, or something like DWI happens, and then they start realizing that there is an issue, and then everyone pitches in, and then it becomes a major issue. So having healthier family dynamics from the get-go, having a good understanding about the risks of overuse, we essentially need to understand where is the fine line between drinking on a social occasion versus drinking heavily on a daily basis.
That was Gaurav Kulkarni and Libby Brockman-Knight with Compass Health Network speaking about alcohol addiction. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Trevor Hook. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.